The Anglican Church of Australia has introduced new rules it says will ensure no more children are sexually abused in its care. The Safe Ministry for Children canon was passed unanimously today at the Church's Triennial General Synod in Queensland. It includes a new code of conduct for clergy and standards for screening church workers. But sexual assault survivors and legal experts question whether the new rules go far enough. Flint Duxfield reports.
In its recent inquiries into the Anglican Church, the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse received over 1,000 complaints of abuse across nearly all the dioceses in the country. It's a history of abuse, the head of the Anglican Church in Australia, Archbishop Philip Freer, says must be addressed.
We profoundly regret that this abuse has happened, and we regret that when abuse was often brought to the attention of the Church, that we didn't respond to it appropriately, and we didn't listen to people and understand their pain and their need for healing.
At its triennial synod in Queensland today, the Anglican Church passed new rules the Archbishop says will do just that. The Safe Ministry for Children canon will mandate a code of conduct for all clergy and church workers and screening processes, including working with children checks in each state. Survivors group Broken Rights has welcomed the announcement, but spokesperson Dr. Wayne Chamley says he's not confident the new rules will ensure sexual abuse perpetrators are appropriately reported.
It becomes difficult because often there's very close friendships have been established between very good people and people who are not so good. And then you get this compromise, you know, you get this compromise of not reporting and looking it the other way.
Archbishop Freer says the Church already has a mandatory reporting framework for any instances of sexual abuse, which the new rules will strengthen by introducing increased public accountability.
There'll be external auditing of the processes we and the policies we have, because it's one thing to have great policies, but we really want to be sure that they're being implemented and carried out. So I think at that end it's going to be fairly rigorous.
But legal experts warn the audit process may not go far enough. Michelle James is National Head of Abuse for Maurice Blackburn, which represents survivors of sexual abuse.
The consequences of failing to adhere to these new standards passed by the Anglican Church are unclear. What the Church says is that there will be regular independent audits and that the results of those audits will be published publicly. And in that sense, they say that they will be publicly accountable. But of course, it's clear that being publicly accountable is not the same as being criminally accountable. And we would say that it's important that the recommendations of the Royal Commission around failure to report offences of child and sexual abuse, that those criminal standards should be enacted by the states and territories.
Michelle James from the law firm Maurice Blackburn, ending Flint Duxfield's report.